The mother of a man with schizophrenia killed by Boston police over the weekend is refuting the official story. Authorities say 31-year-old Terrence Coleman came at EMTs with a knife before officers shot and killed him. WBUR's Simone Rios picks up the story from there.
Southend resident Hope Coleman is the mother of 31-year-old Terrence Coleman, who was killed by Boston police in the hallway of their apartment. Coleman says there was a knife on the table in the apartment, but her son did not have it in his hands. Instead, he was carrying a bottle of juice. That contradicts the police version, which describes the encounter as a meeting of deadly force with deadly force.
Deadly force? My son didn't have no deadly force. Deadly force? Hell no. It should have tased my son. He wasn't dangerous and not in his hand, but a bottle of juice.
Coleman says she wanted help dealing with her son's mental illness, but instead, he lost his life.
I wanted to call for help. Instead of getting help, they killed him. They killed my son.
As with all cases involving deadly force by police, the incident is under investigation by the district attorney's office. Asked how to reconcile the police version with that of the victim's mother, Police Commissioner Bill Evans stood by his story.
She can say what she wants, God bless her, but, we're going with the facts we have after speaking to witnesses and everything else. The district attorney, now it's his investigation, and, he'll be doing interviews, he'll get all the file, and he'll make his decision.
Evans met yesterday morning with community leaders in the South End, including representatives of the NAACP and the Urban League. The Urban League's Darnell Williams says it's too early to draw any conclusions on the death of Terrence Coleman.
It's premature to say anything. First, we just need to acknowledge that there has been a loss of life, and that's a tragic situation.
Commissioner Evans also emphasized the importance of boosting investment in mental health services. And Mayor Marty Walsh says that's a long time coming.
In this state, over the last, 5 or 10 years, we've closed facilities and trying to reinstitute folks back into their home. And quite honestly, the programs aren't there to be able to give assistance at home.
Walsh says there should be resources people can draw on in cases of mentally unstable individuals. And that, the mayor says, could prevent similar tragedies from happening in the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.